WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. Hurricane Milton. I'm Sherry Preston. Damage assessment underway across Florida following Hurricane Milton. ABC's Eva Pilgrim reporting from Orlando.
We saw transformers blowing left and right, and there is a lot of power out in the state of Florida. Some 3.2 million households are waking up without power here. Tampa Electric saying 70% of their customers don't have power right now.
That's the sound of work being done this morning in Siesta Key, Florida, where the eye of the hurricane came ashore last night around 8:30 Eastern time. ABC News chief meteorologist Ginger Z says Milton's not quite done either.
It's moving over the Atlantic now. There are flash flood warnings because this has come with, you know, foot and a half of rain, and there will still be onshore 3 to 5 feet of surge from Cape Canaveral and the Space Coast right up to Daytona and Jacksonville. So that with tidal times could be problematic.
At least 4 deaths so far. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Biden administration is announcing plans to invest almost $93 million to create jobs and reduce energy costs in rural Wisconsin. The USDA's Julie Lassa says the money will go directly to farmers, business owners, and power cooperatives. Biden was in Wisconsin last month to talk up his administration's rural energy initiatives. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is considering the governor's expansive partial veto power. The high court heard oral arguments yesterday over Governor Evers' veto last year that increased public school spending for 400 years. Justice Jill Karofsky.
This does concern me where we have a legal scholar and he's looking at all 50 states and he's saying, Wisconsin, you're not, we don't think you're doing this right. There ought to be some limitations.
The court will hand down a written ruling in a few months. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. A Dane County judge is the subject of a misconduct complaint. The Wisconsin Judicial Commission says it's found a probable cause that Judge Ellen Burrs got into an argument with one defendant and tried to arrest another defendant who didn't show up in court. Wisconsin Supreme Court rules hold judges to a high standard of professional conduct. The commission wants the state appeals court to hold a disciplinary hearing. Burrs could be removed from the bench. One of the people from Wisconsin helping with Hurricane Milton relief in Florida is ham radio operator Dan Van Evenhoven. He has the know-how to help survivors send text messages when they normally couldn't.
Say your phone doesn't work and you've got relatives out in San Diego. You know, you want to get a hold of them and just tell them, hey, I'm okay, you know, but no way to get a hold of them. That's where we come in.
Van Evenhoven says he's helped survivors of Hurricane Katrina and Helene. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tome Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Bucks take on the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks and the Lakers in Milwaukee tonight for a preseason matchup. LeBron James questioning on Twitter why the Lakers have to travel all the way to Wisconsin for just one preseason game. NFL, the Packers host the Arizona Cardinals Sunday. Romeo Doubs back at practice after his suspension. Matt LaFleur on what he told the players on how to handle any issues.
You have to have a conversation. There's usually a chain of command with that in terms of going to your position coach, addressing the issue. But how does it feel? Fit the confines of the team's wants. We're in the business of winning.
Packers wide receiver Bo Melton talked about facing his younger brother, Max, who plays defensive back for Arizona.
You know, I've been hearing it all day, me and Max. So just like since little kids, you always been on the same team. This is the first time we're actually going against each other on separate teams. So, you know, I'm definitely excited to play against him too, you know, just to see, you know, how good he's gotten. Definitely can't wait for the matchup.
That's Packers receiver Bo Melton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Just a couple more of these warm summer-like days with highs in the 70s to 80s. After that, fall temperatures will arrive, and they're going to stick around today. Sunshine 74, 53 tonight, 81 tomorrow. Some scattered sprinkles with highs in the 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or diabetes, you're at higher risk of being hospitalized from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I had to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Alexander Vindman, who played a big role in Donald Trump's first impeachment trial. Paul Noonan from Acme Packing Company, and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom rot in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Joining us right now is from the Trump campaign, is a Trump's national press secretary for the campaign, Caroline Leavitt. Caroline, thank you for coming on. And the congressman there, he said that he doesn't necessarily like all that FEMA's doing, but he pointed out that it's damaging the rumors that he's that is what is happening, the rumors that are circulating. And with regard to that, things that the former president has said is FEMA funds were stolen to be used to house illegal migrants, that no one from FEMA was on the ground in North Carolina, that funds were being withheld from Republican areas of the state on purpose. None of that is true.
Thank you, Kate Baldwin. Okay. Boy, we were just saying before the show, what a nasty piece of work that Ron DeSantis is.
Yeah.
What a jerk. Mm-hmm. No wonder he was such a horrible candidate. He's so thin-skinned and nasty.
He's defensive.
They weren't even got your questions. Right. Just Wall Street Journal saying, you know, how much is it cost to rebuild. And like, he's just, Republicans. I just can't. Right? There's, well, who is it? It's over 60 Democrats just signed a letter for Mike Johnson to call Congress back into session. Right, to address aid for the hurricanes, no Republicans signed on to the letter.
Nope.
Even you assume a lot of their states are affected.
You think?
This is how thoroughly in the Donald Trump cult they are. Because, God forbid, they help people, that might help the Biden-Harris administration, right? Jack Brandon, with zero left to give.
Yes.
I cannot, you know how much I already love Jack Brandon. And now... the fact that he calls Donald Trump just that hole on a daily basis. I didn't think my cockles could get any warmer.
There was another thing that I almost got where he was asked, so do you want to maybe ask Donald to apologize for this? And he went,
he just groaned.
He just went,
nah. Yeah, he said, should you call him? And he's like, ugh.
He was,
All right. Here's the president.
The last few weeks, there's been a reckless, irresponsible, and relentless promotion of disinformation and outright lies that are disturbing people. It's undermining confidence in the incredible rescue and recovery work that has already been taken and will continue to be taken. And it's harmful to those who need help the most. There's simply no place for this to happen. Former President Trump has led the onslaught of lies. Mm-hmm. Assertions have been made that property is being confiscated. That's simply not true. They're saying people impacted by these storms will receive $750 in cash and no more. That's simply not true.
Thank you.
thank you. Went on to say.
They're saying the money is needed for this crisis is being diverted to migrants. What a ridiculous thing to say. It's not true. Now the claims are getting even more bizarre. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, a congresswoman of Georgia, is now saying the federal government is literally controlling the weather. We're controlling the weather. It's beyond ridiculous. It's got to stop. Moments like this, there are no red or blue states. Mm-hmm. There's one United States of America, where neighbors are helping neighbors. Volunteers and first responders are risking everything, including their own lives, to help their fellow Americans. State, local, and federal officials are standing side by side. Let me repeat, no one should make the American people question whether their governments will be making sure that this disaster when it strikes, they'll be there. Mm-hmm. We will, all of us.
By the way, I love the word he used when asked about this, un-American. Mm-hmm. How often do we say that? Yep. He just said, I've used the phrase more than I ever used in my whole career, un-American. It's un-American. The reporter said, have you considered calling Trump and asking him to stop? Biden just groaned and said, oh, come on.
Come on, man.
Has the man not been through enough? Right. Really, enough to endure a phone call with Donald Trump? Oh, man.
Is that the one where he called Marjorie Taylor Greene stupid?
Well, he said it's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Because
I think it kind of goes without saying.
Yeah, he said Marjorie Taylor Greene, the congresswoman from Georgia, is now saying the federal government is literally controlling the weather. We're controlling the weather. It's beyond ridiculous. It's so stupid. It's got to stop.
Yes. Thank you.
That was forceful.
By the way, yesterday we played her saying how much taxes did they pay in the Ice Age.
You're going to keep going with that, are we?
And I told my triumphant joke.
Keep going with that,
they didn't pay taxes then because all their assets were frozen. And can I just say, you know where
I get my love?
Elsewhere. Not in here. Not in here, where I get nothing.
You know what you have is a lot of people kissing your ass.
Yeah, yes! Greg. Oh, really? Oh, anyone thinks I'm funny is kissing my ass. Fine. Greg, thank you, Greg. Assets. I enjoyed it, and unlike your staff, I won't give you the cold shoulder.
Nice.
Your staff.
Nice.
You stepped on Greg's joke. Unlike your staff, I won't give you the cold shoulder.
We heard it.
Can you give Greg his moment in the sun and then give me mine? Okay, fine.
No. Sorry, Greg.
What are we here? Let's see. Palm Reader tweeted, I laughed out loud at your punchline frozen assets, but I also love fart jokes, so I'm definitely your demographic. Uh-huh. Love you, mama. Okay. Thank you. Emily, keep the jokes coming. Hashtag frozen assets. Frozen assets trending because of the love for mama out there. Not in here.
It's
out
there.
Could you play somewhere out there? Because somewhere out there, someone loves me. Not anywhere in my vicinity.
I even have the dogs near me.
Harris, Alex says, you're so amazing. You channel our frustrations and rage and angst so perfectly. You're especially funny when you're most agitated. Oh, sure, I'm happy to stroke out for you, America. Thank you. I'm sure it's no fun for you slobbering like a St. Bernard LMAO. Love you. Thank you, Alex. I love you, too. I know you're somewhere out there loving me. I'm just putting up a force shield. I'm not even looking at either of you all morning.
That's fine.
Well, you won't look at me tomorrow.
He won't be here tomorrow.
People do watch me stroke out. Maybe what it is. No Spider said, I was listening on WCPT, but I switched to watching Free Speech TV yesterday because I didn't want to miss seeing Steph's head explode. Is that what you're waiting for, people out there, somewhere out there?
Well, why else watch?
Exactly.
You know how we always say, right-wingers, it's an act. This is not an act. This is real spit, real agita, real pre-strokiness.
Okay.
Someone is enjoying my fart jokes, my frozen assets jokes.
Someone's saying a prayer.
Yeah, that I get a little support from the backstage crew. Okay.
You're right. I'm the backstage. He's on camera.
Hey, you're only backstage because you won't put yourself on camera. What's the point of hiring an eye candy executive producer?
Because I have control.
Put yourself on camera. No. I've asked her a million times. Why won't she do it?
I did it just now.
She makes me have these muscles just to increase the audience.
I know.
Yes, I do. Okay.
Force me to work out.
Wow. You know how we always say the Sexy Liberal Show blew the roof off the X place? We can't say that anymore.
No. Oh, my God.
Oh,
Tampa Rays Stadium roof.
Tropicana Field?
Yes. And they had, people were being housed in there, too.
No one was injured, thank God.
But...
Yeah. Holy cow. All right. Forget that. Never mind. There's no...
Well, I mean, when you have a fabric roof.
Yeah.
Well, there's that.
Yeah. It wasn't graded for 11 billion miles an hour.
The Superdome in New Orleans, that had a solid roof, so that stayed.
Yeah.
Fabric roof.
All right, can we just can we get to the this is 15. This is just the saddest. This is what we've been talking about, what the president's talking about, what Vice President Harris has been talking about. There are real world consequences to this lying. Mm-hmm. And this is so sad. It's a guy named Anthony being interviewed by Dan Abrams.
Let's go to Anthony in North Carolina. Anthony, how you doing? What do you got?
Hi, Dan. Thank you for taking my call. This situation is actually breaking up our family. My father-in-law lives just outside of Asheville, North Carolina, and he was badly damaged by Hurricane Helene. And he has refused all FEMA help because he's a hardcore Trumper. And he literally believes that if he accepts anything from FEMA, they're going to take his house.
Because that's what they're saying. They're going to seize your house.
Yeah.
And my wife is, we're at the point where, like, screw them. I mean, if they're going to listen to Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity over us who have his best interest at heart, my poor wife is like, to hell with him. Screw him. And it sucks. It really sucks, Dan. And I don't understand how so many people are under the spell of this freaking con man. I don't understand it.
Same.
Aye, aye, aye. One last one.
We've sent him all the FEMA bulletins. We've sent him all the stuff from the fact checkers. He doesn't believe it. He thinks it's all, he just believes Trump. Literally, Dan, it's a cult. He's a cult member. I'm sorry to say it. He's a cult member. And he's my father-in-law, and it sucks. My poor wife is just, anyway, thank you for taking my call, Dan.
Oh, yeah,
Anthony,
yeah.
Thank you.
That's so sad.
I'm really sorry.
I can't wait to talk to Dr. Redliner. Yeah. You know, not only is he the founder of the Disaster Preparedness Center, but, you know, obviously a doctor. And it's just, it is, this whole story, starting from Putin giving COVID tests to Trump, mm-hmm. to, you know, just this anti-science, not believing experts, not believing the government. And by the way, you know, they always used to say that the partisan stuff should all be suspended during a natural disaster at the water's edge. Republicans blew through that a long time ago. This isn't new.
Yes.
Donald Trump remember he told us to go suck it during our wildfires because California's a blue state. Mm-hmm. Told us to go rake our forests.
Yep.
I mean, can you imagine first of all, they're going to blow up NOAA and FEMA in a second Trump administration. And he knew he'd be just vindictive. You know, he would pick and choose and not help blue states or blue areas. Like, everything he's accusing Biden of that, of course, Biden would never do. Right. But this started a long time ago. All these Republicans from states that got hit would always vote against aid for blue states, like when Sandy hit.
Right.
Yep.
Right? And then look at Chris Christie, got in trouble politically for taking a picture with President Obama, who came to help after Hurricane Sandy. They've been politicizing this forever.
Republicans vote against it knowing that the Democrats will come through, with the money.
Only,
so they do it only for appearances, and it pisses me off.
Only Democrats respect that,
exactly.
Not during a natural disaster, not, you know, at the water's edge. That's where politics ends.
We have to continue respecting that because we're stuck.
Yeah. I mean, this one,
because we care.
And they know how to govern.
Right.
Because we care about actual people. I don't care what, you know, like, I loved Kamala Harris's line about her years as a prosecutor. I never asked, are you Democrat or Republican? I asked, you know, how are you doing? How are you doing? You know, like, our friend Brian Tyler Cohen, Democrats in North Carolina filed a bill to extend the voter registration deadline and allow absentee ballots a few more days to arrive in light of the devastation wrought by the hurricane. Republicans unilaterally voted it down, even though Western North Carolina is one of the most Republican voting portions of the state. I mean, that's their only idea is how do we prevent people from voting?
Mm-hmm.
I just mailed my ballot yesterday. Got it the day before. I just voted yesterday. And why is every state not like California? First of all, they have all your information, driver's license number. There's no fraud. You get mailed a ballot to your obvious address. You know, that's where you get it. Then you mail it back, and they text you immediately to tell you we got your ballot.
And it's counted.
And then they tell you your ballot's been counted. Or that way you get a notification if
something's
whatever.
Wrong.
You got knocked off the rolls, if your signature doesn't look right. My signature's spazzy as all get out.
Yeah,
mine changes every time I write a check.
Yeah.
I write one check.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you get a chance to cure it because California wants you to vote, regardless of party.
That's how I pay my bills.
I haven't written a check in years.
I prefer it.
Every now and again I have to, and I spilled something in my bag, and so it's all... I have to write over the ridges of the checkbooks all like was underwater. Wow. Okay.
I think I know where my checkbook is.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I paid online.
You know, with all the love letters, I should read one hate tweet. But this is, unfortunately, you get involved as well.
Oh, God.
Because, you know, Tom, that guy.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, is this, okay.
He left Tom.
Yeah.
Is this the vegan guy?
No, different
no.
guy.
Oh,
John.
No,
John
different guy.
Is the
John
vegan
and Tom.
Guy.
Different guy that hates us. No. I think he's attempting a joke. He said a ditch licker and a dirty cock sucker walk into a TV studio.
C-A-U-L-K?
No, that was that was about you and Bob Seska, not you and Christopher.
Oh.
Cock.
I didn't know what he was, like a caulking gun?
Yeah.
I see. Or actual cock on the wall?
Who was using cock?
Nobody, but he calls Bob apparently a cock sucker.
Why?
I don't
And now apparently I look fat today because he left out bulimic in
he
the
did.
In ditch licker.
He did.
Thanks, Tom.
Sorry.
Now that's going to eat at me all day.
Now she's going to not
already...
eat for a week.
It's like when Rush Limbaugh said, I'm a babe on some days, and I know what he means, and I don't know what he means. All right.
He's already forgotten about me. That's good.
Rush has forgotten about everyone. Oh, not him.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah, no.
Rush is
too soon,
no longer
Stephanie.
With
Oh, is it?
Too
is
soon.
It? Is it? Okay. All right, we have a big show coming up. Carl Frisch, Dr. Doom, Stephen Beschloss, and Malcolm Nance
that's
to talk about
that's a full show.
This Russia story. Yeah, a lot of man meat. A lot of it. A lot
I
of it.
I see some ass on your shirt.
Yeah.
So much.
Yeah.
That's a lot of ass.
All right. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. It's I'm telling you, I got one more on the road this year. Kansas City, sexy liberal this Saturday. Morning Kick, I'm telling you, powers me through. With sometimes I'm traveling, I'm off my bike for 3 weeks. What happens, Chris? Then suddenly they're like, go, 40 miles, 1,500 feet of climbing
do
up
it.
The Skirball Center. Do it. And I do. What's in my bike bottle? Morning Kick.
That's right.
Fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor. I love it, love it, love it. It's a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support your gut health, boost your energy, help you feel more youthful. There's bovine cartilage in there. There's ashwagandha. There's probiotics. There's prebiotics. It's a magical potion.
Right.
I feel like I'm giving away like Colonel Sanders' recipe or something. I mean, it's magic. Just get it. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Claim 40% off, and you get a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Family. Yes, family.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Feeling secure in your own home should not be a luxury. It should be a given. That's why SimpliSafe Home Security is dedicated to providing advanced protection and peace of mind to all families. Right now, you can save big on your award-winning SimpliSafe system for 50% off and claim a free indoor security camera when you order today. With exclusive LiveGuard technology, SimpliSafe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, even speak to intruders in your home, warning them police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, SimpliSafe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe, satisfied, and never locked in. That's why SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report. 5 years running, join countless listeners who found peace of mind with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on a new system and a free indoor security camera. That's SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. One more time, SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening. But the religious pushback is fierce, and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan. Lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Text liberal to 511-511. Text liberal to 511-511. Or go to ffrf.org/vote to join the fight. Text liberal to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community.
Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Happy birthday to the Overture Center for the Arts in Madison. 20 years ago, Overture opened to the public in part thanks to a $205 million donation from Jerry Fauci, a local philanthropist. It's still the single largest support for the arts in American history. Chief Artistic Experience Officer Tim Sowers has been there for almost all of it, including its growth to 7 state-of-the-art performance spaces.
I've been here 16 of the 20, and it's been really fun watching the organization and the center grow and, you know, getting top-notch talent every year. And it really brings artists from around the world to Madison and then all the local artists that we support.
Reinvesting in the infrastructure of the Overture is next, with the capital campaign about to get underway. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The Todd Alba Show.
Worldwide Schoolhouse behind us, the birthplace of the Republican Party. Executive Director of the Ripon Area Chamber of Commerce, Mandy Kimes.
Whether you love politics or you aren't even interested, there is something here, because those ideals and values and lessons and courage can influence us today to be active citizens and to be willing to take a stand. And really, ordinary people in an ordinary place doing extraordinary things.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Stephanie Miller.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sure I do. Yeah. It is the Stephanie Miller show. Jen Rubin tweets, 5 major media fails. Number 1, ignoring Trump's mental decline until the last few weeks of the election. Thank you. Mm-hmm. People are already voting. Number 2, excess focus on meaningless polls. 3, failure to engage historians and psychiatrists to provide context for Trump's fascism and narcissism. Number 4, fixation on more details from Harris, demanding none from Trump. 5, yeah. Consistent negative, inaccurate portrayal of the economy. Thank you, Jen. By the way, a lot of people calling bolt on Mark Halperin. I had totally forgotten his whole background, but Jill said, Mama, Mark Halperin, co-wrote Game Change, got fired from numerous gigs when he was accused by multiple women of sexual assault. He's a Trumper who's been trying to make a comeback. He needs to be ignored. Bye-bye. Loved attending the Chicago show.
Oh.
Oh, thank you, Jill. You can still get that on pay-per-view. It's fantastic.
So like Halloween, I think.
Yeah. Speaking of telling the mainstream media to stuff it, we were talking yesterday about how they're sitting on the Apprentice film and on the child separation policy film, because they were saying outlets are too scared that Trump might get back in. And this is what we were told. Everyone's like, Sexy Liberal should be a series. It should be a special at least. And they're like, they're too scared to do anything. You know, but if you like your comedy, not both sides do it. If you like your comedy and you're new, because both sides don't do it. Show your support. Go to sexyliberal.com. Get the pay-per-view. It's only $20, and it's an amazing show.
Or if you're in the Heartland, come see us on Saturday.
Yes, if you're in Kansas City, please.
Or Saturday. The surrounding area.
Or the surrounding area.
Nebraska people are coming out in
at course. Least one, we know.
No, exactly. Three people.
Karen in Chicago can attest to the awesomeness of Chicago Sexy Liberal. Hello.
Oh, my gosh. It was so awesome. Yes. You know, what you guys were just saying, I mean, honestly, these people are cowards. What we need right now in the face of this fascism is courage. We have got to get out of our comfort zones. And these people, what do they think is going to happen if he gets back in? Now we stop him from getting back in.
Yeah.
You don't sit there and shrink away.
Thank you.
Is your job. It's to sound the alarms.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, honestly, I just can't.
And I got news for them. He's not going to win, you wieners. Yeah.
What?
Wieners? No.
How old are you?
We're going to stop him. We're going to stop him because, look, these people, and I don't know if I'm coming up to the heartbreak
you are.
Now, but these people, okay.
Okay,
these-
all right. Heartbreak, hello. Call first.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A record high number of adults with disabilities have jobs in Wisconsin, more than 178,000 as of last year. Melinda Craig is a disability employment specialist. She says workers with disabilities seem to have better luck finding jobs with small businesses.
We do find that it's a little more difficult to connect with those bigger companies to encourage them to hire individuals with disabilities.
October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month. The mice are so bad right now on Rock Island State Park off the tip of Door County that the remote spot is now closed to camping for the rest of the season. A massive infestation is reportedly chewing through tents, shoes, and even plastic storage bins. DNR wardens suspect mild weather last winter helped the mouse population on the island explode. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. A Baraboo man is under arrest for a hit-and-run crash that killed a bicyclist near Baraboo the other night. Sauk County deputies say 61-year-old Kristen Harding of Baraboo was thrown from her bike and into a ditch, but the driver of the SUV kept going. Harding was well-known in Baraboo, especially for her multiple sclerosis advocacy. The 31-year-old suspect faces charges of hit-and-run causing death and other counts. Police in Sun Prairie are looking into vandalism at the city's Little League Park this week. Investigators say it looks like the damage happened sometime Monday night or early Tuesday morning. Freshly poured concrete at the park on Bird Street was damaged. Police also say they found graffiti and other property damage. Anyone who knows anything is urged to call the Sun Prairie Police Department's non-emergency number. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Just a couple more of these warm summer-like days with highs in the 70s to 80s. After that, fall temperatures will arrive, and they're going to stick around today. Sunshine 74, 53 tonight, 81 tomorrow. Some scattered sprinkles with highs in the 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Ann Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, "You're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote."
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, "What?" And that gets their dander up. And I'm going to go vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsin native writer-director Steve Burrows, who makes our popcorn pick of the week, UP comedian Jessica Phillips, and Oswang director Barry Polterman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
.samhsa.gov.
Just upsets me so is the idea that any politician would play political games with these folks, with people who are in the midst of such suffering, loss of life, loss of their homes, loss of normalcy, and then for the sake of political gain, tell these lies in a way that is meant to make people distrust the help that is there for them to receive. It just is something we have to say, look, at some point, we have to work together. And I'll tell you, there are plenty of leaders who are working in a bipartisan way. I've talked to governors of both parties who are working in a bipartisan way to get the aid to people on the ground. And I'm going to continue to do
Governor Cooper and Governor McMaster and Governor Kemp are doing what's
correct.
Right for the people they of
are.
This state.
They are.
Oh, yeah. The future president, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Here's our friend. Let's bring him. Yeah. Yeah. This guy.
Carl.
Carl Frischmann. Let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County School Board friend, shall
what?
We? CarlFrisch.com. Oh, hi, Carl Frisch. Hi.
Good morning.
We were just rehearsing your hilarious skit that you and Bob Seska will be doing at LA
Don't
Sexy
let it
Liberal.
Out of the bag.
Okay. But, you know, I would just, it's so interesting. I think Carlos brought this up yesterday, but, you know, it just goes to this, like, both sides do it
right.
kind of media coverage that drives, I know, you and me and all of us crazy. But it was a story about them sitting on this film about the family separation policy, even at MSNBC, till after the, first of all, they're the only outlet that would make it, okay. right? And I was just saying, I speak from experience, because Sexy Liberal, Chris, how many years? 13 years. We've been selling out theaters around the country.
Yep.
Amazingly successful pay-per-views, and everyone's it's like, why can't you get a series or a special on a streaming service? I'm reading Vanity Fair. None of the big streamers, this is about the child separation movie, which have zero appetite for political projects, would bite after unsuccessfully finding a buyer. NBC approached MSNBC Films in the 11th hour. They agreed to acquire it. Even they won't air it before the election. Vanity Fair last week, Gabe Sherman detailed his fight to find a distributor for The Apprentice, the film that he wrote, which cast a critical eye on Trump. Sherman wrote he found the process of finding a distributor willing to release the film before the November election to be deeply dispiriting. He said Hollywood fashions itself as a community of truth tellers, but here they are running from a movie to prepare for a Trump presidency. Indeed, business leaders across all industries in the country are walking on eggshells as they prepare for what a potential Trump presidency could bring. No one wants to find themselves the target of a vindictive Trump, especially those who have business before the government. But news organizations, which are supposed to hold power to account, should not fall victim to that frame of mind. Unfortunately, that's not always the case. I mean, isn't that a perfect vicious circle? They're too scared of a Trump presidency, so they might help cause a Trump presidency by not airing anything critical of him, right?
Yeah, and if there's anything we know about Trump is that he won't care what they do. He'll go after them anyways. So, you know, this is one of those things where doing the right thing is the right thing to do.
Right. And the right thing to do is go to sexyliberal.com and buy the Chicago pay-per-view and say,
that's right.
Yes. F you! Stupid Hollywood, stupid. Okay. So, Carl, the other thing I was saying is both sides don't do it. This is not the first time they politicize disasters. They do it all. Their party does it all the time. Ours doesn't, right? We were hearkening back to Chris Christie getting in trouble for even being photographed with Obama helping during Hurricane Sandy, right? But Republicans routinely vote against aid for blue states, but want aid for their states, for their red states. I mean,
well, and you know, Trump, when he was president, you know, he made it clear that if you didn't, you know, grovel at his feet and kiss his ring, then he wasn't going to be, you know, FEMA would not be there for you.
Yeah, are you kidding? California, Puerto Rico. Ask anybody in a blue state what a Trump first presidency was like. But as we planned, you heard this audio, it was so sad. This guy whose father-in-law will not take FEMA aid because he heard they'll seize your house. It's just so heartbreaking.
The fact that people, I mean, this shows the logical, one of the logical through points on this crazy nonsense conspiracy theory garbage that is so infested. I would say the right, but I'd just say Republicans, because it's a large, large portion of them. And it's having real world consequences. You know, that guy has a family. You know, that guy has, you know, people looking at this and wondering, why won't they just get the help that they're entitled to? And what's truly nuts about it is that, you know, it shouldn't take having your chosen candidate as president for you to be willing to take the help that's being readily available to you. Because here's the secret. nothing changes, really, right? So unemployment numbers, the way they're calculated, don't really change from president to president. But this president, you know, if Trump becomes president again, he'll take credit for continued low unemployment. And same thing, inflation going down, he'll take credit for that, even though it's calculated the same way that it's showing inflation going down now.
Yeah.
And so, meanwhile, the lemmings that follow him will assume that he's done something different and nothing has changed.
Yeah, I mean, right up through Ron DeSantis not taking the president or vice president's call during a natural disaster. And, you know, breaks matter, people that maybe don't evacuate because they don't trust the government because, I don't know, vaccine, COVID. Remember, I don't trust, you know, experts. I don't owe meteorologists.
It's
I mean,
so
they're used to. They watched a man take a Sharpie to change where he said a hurricane was going to hit. And they only believe him, right?
They have been so brainwashed into thinking climate change isn't real that they believe Democrats have machines that can control the weather against them.
Right.
I mean, that is absolute lunacy to think that something that's happening in nature because of what we do as a planet isn't possible. But Democrats have the ability to strategically use some kind of a machine to control the weather. And not do a very good job at it, by the way.
Yeah,
like, if Democrats had a machine that controlled the weather, you know, you think, and they were brazen enough and horrible enough to do it, which is what all these people think, things would be much, much worse, I'm sure.
Yeah, I said yesterday we have super aim because Asheville's, like, the most liberal city in the South, but okay. So, by the way, I just, birds of a feather, as they say, Elon Musk received criticism this week after it was discovered that his offer of free Starlink internet to victims of Hurricane Helene requires a hardware payment of $400 and automatically signs up claimants to $120 a month plan. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. They're all grifters, right?
Are you saying that he's not being honest with people? I mean, this is a guy who just days ago tweeted about how you really can't get any help from the government. This is in the middle of a, you know, hurricane. You really can't get any help from the government because then you're beholden to it. Meanwhile, he takes billions of dollars in tax subsidies from the government.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and by the way, you can't use it if you don't have electricity, and nobody has electricity for these for however many days, right? Anyway, it's just I guess sociopath to me is too soft a word, but he and Tucker Carlson, they're laughing about the, you know, when he tweeted about, oh, no one's trying to kill Biden and Harris. Like, I don't. First of all, they're missing a humor gene because they're missing a human gene. They're missing empathy. But, like, just listen to this.
I've been trashing Kamala nonstop.
Oh, I know!
Well, the Kamala puppet, I call it, you know. The machine that the Kamala puppet represents.
Yeah, she's irrelevant. I mean, she's not even...
No, I made a joke, which I realized I deleted, which is, like, nobody's even bothering to try to kill Kamala, because it's pointless.
What do you achieve?
Another
puppet.
Exactly. That's... It's no point in
killing. It's deep and true, though.
Nobody's trying to kill Joe Biden.
It's in pointless.
Totally.
I mean,
first of all, I hope they got a knock on the door from Secret Service, but it's just, what, Carl, am I missing something? Why, how is that funny? I mean,
Well, it's not.
And how is it not just mean?
Well, it's worse than mean. It's dangerous. Right. And, you know, but it's also not surprising in the slightest.
No.
The idea that there are not people who are, you know, actively plotting or whatever to go after any of our leaders. There are people like that in this country. And we need to support public officials and keep them safe, all of them, regardless of party. And this whole, it's just nonsense.
Yeah.
It's just nonsense. This is what happens when a far-right person who wants to be a comedian, is not successful in that route and thinks that this is what passes for being funny.
You know what occurs to me, you know, Carl, in your role on the school board, it just, I'm sure you have anti-bullying initiatives. Like, this country needs an anti-bullying initiative against, you know, Donald Trump and his pals. I just listened one more because they went on. Just
you actually put that up? Yeah. Now, some people interpreted it as though I was calling for people to assassinate her. But I was like, no, I was like, doesn't it seem strange that no one's even bothered to try?
It's not worth it.
I mean, there's an endless supply. I'm like, nobody would. It's absurd.
It could be anybody.
Yeah. Nobody tries to assassinate a puppet.
Of course not. A marionette. Mm.
Yeah, marionette. So it's like.
It's hilarious.
You know,
it's hilarious.
Yeah. They're awful.
I said it mockingly, and he just said it. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's hilarious. Okay. Wow. So, people, I guess. Some people are going to vote for that, Carl. I don't know what to say. It's, you know, I thought her...
Gleefully so, some people will.
Right.
Meanwhile, I thought Kamala Harris's... And by the way, stop intentionally mispronouncing her name like you're friggin' 8 years old. Kamala. Anyway, I thought her strategy's brilliant the last few days, you know, in terms of the appearances she's made. And I think it goes to show how she's right. About, you know, her strategy, and not all these stupid naysayers saying she's not doing enough interviews or the right kind or this or that, right?
Well, she's certainly getting much more probing and interesting questions than she would in another path where she just get gotcha questions that are designed to drive 15 minutes of coverage on cable news. We're actually hearing a little bit more substance on policy and personality and other things than, you know, some kind of a gotcha designed to inflame Republicans and get a back and forth between the candidates.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly right. It's just, I was saying, it's not only that they're gotcha questions, but they just have no relevance to anybody's life, right? Like, did you misspeak about what part of China you were in 40 years ago? Or did you, like, Trump says you're not black. What do you think about that? And meanwhile, here she is talking about stuff that resonates with an awful lot of us, like Medicare covering home care for your elderly parents, which, you know, would have meant a lot to a lot of us, you know, and will mean a lot to a lot more people. But, you know, real, like you say, real issues.
Well, and, you know, more than that, I mean, she's talking about, so inflation is coming down. And the way that she talks about inflation with the American people is by talking about what she's going to do to bring prices down for them, to go after, you know, price gouging on groceries and health care and credit card fees and housing and everything else. That's the way that you connect with these swing voters who are wondering why they're not feeling any different with inflation coming down and unemployment being lower, because they already had a job, right? And so she's got a plan for them. And what does Trump do? Trump goes out and speaks for 86 minutes about all sorts of things that have nothing to do with them and everything to do with only him.
And then I love she's taking on greedflation, Carl, because that's the reality, is corporations price gouged during COVID and then decided they could keep doing it. And they're on tape, many of them, talking about what they're doing. And, you know,
in fact, every year these corporations have to do earnings calls. These are all publicly available things that people can listen to.
Right.
And they will talk about, you know, what they can get away with to make more, you know, to make an even bigger profit. And what we know is that, you know, inflation hurts everybody, right? It hurts the corporations, it hurts the employees, it hurts everybody. But what we know is that these corporations didn't just raise prices to account for inflation. They raised it far more than that, and it had record profits since the pandemic.
And you know who Trump wants to help? Those corporations. Kamala Harris wants to help you, and I think that's a great point. Carl, you remain a delight, and I'm going to have a hard time not talking about your skit at Ali Sexy Level.
It's going to be fun.
It will be.
I may have you even pop out just to do a brief Chewbacca when Mark Hamill comes on stage.
He's asked for it.
Yes.
He's asked for it from you.
He did ask for it.
I'm sorry, Carl, you said what now? Okay. All right.
Yay.
All right, kids, that's your school board. All right, 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery.
Uh-huh.
Who gives and gives till it hurts?
I had some this morning.
But see, then I have stuff for when it hurts, because I give you so much tincture, then I have the relief stick to use on my lower back.
Yes.
Because I overextend myself for you over and over.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Even though I don't laugh at your jokes.
Exactly.
Neither one of us does.
No. Well, you used to be nice.
I'm a
Donald Trump made me mean. I don't know what happened to you. Okay, CB Distillery.
I think you also said the same thing about George W. Bush.
Mm. Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Well, he's a war criminal. Okay. CB Distillery is the source we trust, right?
Yep.
That's what our intelligence tells us, and they are correct.
Yes.
Hmm. I'm telling you, these studies are incredible. I mean, up to 90% say they sleep better with CBD. 80% say it helps with pain after physical activity. 81% say they just experience more calm. You're going to need that before Election Day. Yeah. Boy, howdy, I tell you what.
Damn Skippy.
That was just a whole bunch of old people phrases all crammed
right
into
there.
One.
Yep.
CBDistillery.com. A 20% discount right now to get you started. CBDistillery.com. If you type in that code Stephanie, you get 20% off. That is CBDistillery.com, code Stephanie.
Welcome to the party barn. May we take your order? It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
It's Halloween at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Saturday night, October 26th, starting at 8:30. Live music with Honey Shot. Win $400 with the Lazy Oaf Costume Contest. Must be present to win. Plus $4 cherry bombs, $2.75 cans of Bud Light and Miller Lite, and $2 off Tito's Double Mixers. It's Halloween at the Lazy Oaf Lounge in Madison. North Stoughton Road. For details, follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
Some group of kids from Stevens Point were using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the Eau Claire North team. Let's go to Joe. What's he?
One of the things that makes this state great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. He tells his players, you are all equal on my team. Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior. And he's one of our heroes.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
This portion of the show brought to you by, did you know, well, the fact that a third of Americans have no religion.
Yep.
Right? Okay. At least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. I'm in the largest religious group, that is ex-Catholics.
Oh. That's me too.
2024. Not just another election, as you know, this one's personal, your rights, your freedoms, your future. They're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live your life on your terms, all decided by who we elect. That's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do.
Yep.
Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this critical fight. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text the word liberal to 511-511. Get a free issue of FFRF's newspaper, Free Thought, today. Text liberal to 511-511. Your vote's your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Freedom From Religion Foundation. Check it out. Text liberal to 511-511 or go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply. 55 minutes after the hour. Marty in Joise. Hi, Marty.
Hey, Steph. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
I have been wanting to talk to you for so many years.
Wow.
Oh, dear. I feel this will be a profound disappointment, but all right.
Oh, no, definitely not. Okay. Well, the ex-Catholic thing, about the time that they were kicking me out of the convent, you were still picking out your knee socks. You were trying to decide what color you were going to wear with your uniform when you went to school.
Aww.
But after they kicked me out of the convent, they didn't kick me out of the university. So I got my education.
Oh, good, good.
Good, okay.
But you know, I got to be a very active gay rights activist in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up building my career in public health, because at the age of 26, I was one of those young people out there inventing hospice care hospice care for my friends who were dying of AIDS.
We've been there through that.
And so I did that for a living, though. I built health care in community for 45 years. I have a PhD now.
And so you know the importance of what the vice president has just proposed. It's really a real solution for real people.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't you yell at me, sister.
I've gotten
yelled at by enough nuns to last me my whole life, lady.
I teach young people, and so you yell at them at 8 o'clock in the morning because they're sitting there in their pajamas.
All right, we're hitting a hard break, sister. We're hitting a hard break. All right. I just want to know, when they asked you your religion, did you say none?
Were her assets frozen?
That is a totally different joke for a totally different day that you also were not supportive of. Her religion's none.
No.
Why do you have to work so
that
blue?
I had an onion on my habit.
That was, I was.
Story. Felt.
I was thinking about onions during that.
An onion on your hammock?
But I thank her for everything that she has done.
I do too.
Yes.
My high school boyfriend died of AIDS. We all went through that era of
several that died.
No, God bless her. All right, we got Dr. Irwin Redlener.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome state archaeologist Amy Roseborough to the program as she explains history being brought up from the lakes in Madison. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Autumn is in the air, and like the leaves, prices are falling at Harbor Freight's parking lot sale this weekend.
We've got tons of products on sale, like 3-ton jacks for under $100, 5,000-watt generators $250 off, plus dual bevel miter saws at nearly half the price of the competition. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until 10/13/24. While supplies last, so hurry in. Limitations apply.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.